Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
So this could be the smart briefs. Which you wear smart briefs or smart boxers?
I wear smart boxers, please.
Good view. Yeah, 7 after the hour on this good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, the CIA torture report, which has come out. We think we're the good guys. We don't do things like this. White House has moved to ensure the safety of embassies and other U.S. interests around the world because today they are going to release a document which addresses the interrogation of Al-Qaeda detainees, many of whom have been moved here, there, and everywhere. This sounds like old stuff, doesn't it, really, when you get right down to it? It's been going on since September 11th.
5 years and $40 million?
Yeah.
I think is the number.
Right. For what? What do we have at the end of the light? End of the day? Do we have anything? Every time, well, go ahead.
I think we know everything that they're going to say. I think the new information out is that they're going to report that we didn't get as much information as they initially claimed we did.
Really?
That's what they're going to say in the report.
Torturing doesn't work.
And that torturing doesn't work. And that we're a good country because other countries would hide this, and we want everybody to know what we did so that we can not do it again in the future.
Right. All right.
That's what's new.
All right. Anything? So why are we going to? Why are we going to have to?
Because
beef up
people,
all of the.
It's going to get people all around up around the world who don't like us, and they're going to start attacking embassies.
Every day. Every day there's a reason. For them not to like us. Right. Elizabeth Bieber is going to join us in a few minutes. She is a legislative associate on militarism and civil liberties at, what is she at? She writes, didn't she work for one of the 501c3 organizations in Washington, Kenny?
I didn't think it was a 501c3.
That's one of these. Anyway, we'll find out. I'll ask her when she gets here. The point is, we'll be talking about police, militarization of the police, one of my big bugaboos. I'm happy that we have learned that much about what... It's one of the good things that came out of Ferguson, frankly, information-wise. Speaking of good things to learn, the Congress, spending the last few days before their holiday recess, trying to complete a bill that would keep the government running through September of next year.
Are they always on vacation?
It seems that there is always a move to go from working in Washington for a week to not working in Washington for a week.
I'd rather they be not in Washington.
Most people would say that.
Right.
Yeah. Most people say that.
I mean, we...
It seems simplistic.
We berate them for not being here and doing their job, but quite honestly, when they're here and doing their job, they're doing nothing except spending our money and...
The United States Border Patrol is seeking to increase the number of women in its ranks to help with the influx of women who are coming into our country illegally. Used to be it was mostly men, then it was men and children, now it's families. And by the way, there are some women who are coming all by themselves. So the agency has issued a job posting aimed at women only, with an application deadline of tomorrow. Quote, "This is the first time we've had a job announcement for female agents only," says the spokesperson for the El Paso sector.
Why?
Of the Border Patrol Agency.
Why do we need female agents? Because there are more females crossing the border?
Right. That's what they say.
I know. It's not silly.
Yeah.
5% of the Border Patrol's agents are female.
Right.
In the El Paso sector, 150 women work as Border Patrol agents, or 6% of the 2,500 agents that work in the El Paso sector. So we're on KTSM in El Paso right now. I would like to know, I know there are a lot of people that work actually on both sides of the border that listen to this program. If you're in El Paso and you are one of the female agents we're talking about, what's life like for you? 888-302-3684. Is it a good job? Is it the same as a woman who's a police officer? What are the things that you face that may be different? I'm going to bet a lot of these patrol agents are former police officers.
Why does it matter who is crossing the border illegally as to whether we hire men or women?
Well, we want to be sensitive, Richie, to the needs of women. 888-302-3684. The El Paso Times has an article focusing on the 16% of applicants to the job, October posting looking for agents. 16% of the applicants were women. Agency needs more female agents for pat-downs, Richie. Other processing measures for women who are being detained at the border.
Because illegal immigrants will sue us if they feel like they've been harassed.
Harassing. Right. Got to know that. So that's that story. Anybody want to apply? 888-302-3684. I would like to hear from somebody in El Paso that is going through this. We're very active, and a lot of people listen to us in El Paso, so help yourself. You can send email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Rich@DougStephan.com or Ken@DougStephan.com or to Jennifer@DougStephan.com. We meet Elizabeth Beavers, discuss how our police are being militarized in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some great gift ideas. LG's 34-inch curved ultrawide 34UC97 is a high-performance monitor for entertainment enthusiasts and professionals alike. It delivers excellent picture quality with sharp details and perfect color accuracy thanks to its quad HD resolution, which makes movies and games come to life. It's compatible with both PCs and Macs and is available now for under $1,300. Bissell's SpotBot Pet offers hands-free spot and stain removal. Just push a button and walk away. Use it on carpet, upholstered furniture, airy rugs, and even auto interiors. It's a great gift for the pet owner. Your purchase of the SpotBot Pet will help pets, too. Buy it online for under $150 at Bissell.com until December 31st, and Bissell will donate $20 to help homeless pets. Slingbox M1 is the best way to watch your home TV live or recorded on your computer, tablet, or phone anywhere in the world. Slingbox lets you keep up with all of your favorite shows, DVR programs, and live sporting events no matter where you are. Best of all, there's absolutely no monthly fees. Slingbox M1 is available for under $150. Powered by Light, Casio's STLS-100H is a tough solar watch outfitted with 100-meter water resistance, dual countdown timers, a stopwatch, and more. Available in three different colors at Walmart and Target and priced under $50, it'll make a great holiday gift for the fitness and outdoor enthusiast. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us later on in this hour of the Good Day program. Joining us now, as I promised, is Elizabeth Beavers, who is the Legislative Associate on Militarism and Civil Liberties for what Washington organization, Elizabeth?
For the Friends Committee on National Legislation. We're a Quaker lobby in the public interest right here in Washington, D.C.
Friends Committee on
National Legislation.
All right. I got it. Got it. Okay. So you're pacifists, in a sense, I love that, frankly. I have never been strongly connected in terms of actually, there's a Quaker meeting house that's about a stone's throw from my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah?
And I know many of the people who are my neighbors that go to this meeting house. It's an old schoolhouse, actually, that was converted into a meeting house. And the people there are just, some people call them naive, those who don't particularly agree with their point of view on trying to calm things down in our country. I'm going to read you a portion of a commentary that I read yesterday in one of the national newspapers, Elizabeth. I think that it's worthy of our consideration, given this focus on how the police have become militarized.
Sure.
This is written by James McKinley, and he writes, "The justice system can favor the police, often shielding them from murder or serious manslaughter charges. The balance tips toward the police from the start. In most felony cases, an arrest is made and a grand jury indictment follows within a prescribed period of time. But in police fatality cases, prosecutors generally use special grand juries sitting for lengthy periods to investigate and gather the evidence before determining if an arrest or indictment is warranted. Another hurdle is the law itself. Most states give officers wide discretion to use whatever force they reasonably believe is necessary to make an arrest or to protect themselves. And that's where we start in our conversation. What constitutes reasonable? Officers have wide discretion to use reasonable force to make an arrest. We have seen all kinds of the fellow who choked this guy in New York, the police who were on top of this 12-year-old kid and they shot him. This sort of thing goes on. And the more important thing for us to consider is the militarization of police and how we have seen all of this paraphernalia from the Department of Defense end up in police stations or on police squads being used by people that don't know what the heck they're for. And it just in my opinion, gotten out of control. Not to say, this is not an indictment, and I don't want to hear from people who are going to be upset with me because here I go again on the police. But we all recognize, even though there are tons of really good police, most of them are good, there are some that are bad. And instead of weeding them out and finding in some way, shape, or form before something happens, oftentimes they let them go too far, men and women that they know shouldn't be there. And then there is the addition of all of this militarization. You and your group claim it's a national threat. How do you see it?
Right. So I think you highlighted a lot of important issues there. As an attorney, I really do want to capitalize on the term reasonable, as you kept highlighting over and over. That is the standard in these cases, is what did the officer reasonably believe was necessary to protect himself. And what we've seen is that grand juries and prosecutors tend to give a tremendous amount of deference to what the officer says he reasonably believes. We've seen that in very close succession over the last few weeks in Ferguson and New York, all over the place. But, you know, what we think, what my group has been arguing is exactly what you're saying. It's not the individual officers are good or bad or anything like that. They're, of course, in any profession. I mean, look, I'm a lobbyist and an attorney. I know than anyone that there are bad seeds in every profession. There certainly are in mine. But the problem that we're concerned with is an over-militarization of the culture of policing. And it's more of a mindset than any sort of individual behavior that we're concerned with. And we think a lot of what's fueling that is the over-availability of military equipment.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about that, Elizabeth?
Well, we've been supporting the Stop Militarizing Law Enforcement Act. What this would do is it would rein in the Department of Defense's 1033 program. And the 1033 program, for anyone who has still not heard of this, it's the Department of Defense transfers free military-grade weapons, vehicles, and gear to local police departments at no charge. And they've transferred more than $5 billion worth of weapons and equipment to all 50 states, four U.S. territories. It includes things like grenades, grenade launchers, mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles. And we think that if the standard were a little higher and if these things weren't so available, they wouldn't be stockpiled so often, and police officers wouldn't confuse their role as soldier instead of cop.
See, this is, you just made a point here that I want to underscore. This is not about individual police officers. This is about the sense that people have that the police are out of control and they want to curb somehow. They're not saying right or wrong with these individual cases. They're just saying it's time that we look at this, kind of like Edward Snowden getting us to look at the NSA. Elizabeth, thank you. Elizabeth Beavers from the Friends Committee on National Legislation here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, time for our daily overview of the top 10 songs from the Sounds of Christmas website. Let's see if I can do a better job, Richie, today than I did yesterday of sort of metering out time for each of the songs. This is not one I know, Kenny. Brand new this year from an artist named John McLaughlin. Number 10 today at thesoundsofchristmas.com is Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone. What can you tell us about him, Kenny?
I don't actually know very much about him. He's a relatively new new singer. This is one of this Christmas album this year is one of his first releases.
Really? So we like, well, it's about, and whether you like it, you've offered it at thesoundsofchristmas.com, and so people have, through their comments and listening to it, there are ratings, right? You can rate the song at soundsofchristmas.com.
Yeah.
You know him, Richie?
Yeah, he's the guy on the TV every Sunday morning. Wrong! I'm John McLaughlin. Wrong!
I didn't know he could sing.
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
All right, let's see who we got at number 9. Wilson Pickett! Wow. He's got to go back about 40, 45 years.
Actually, 1982.
82, really? 32 years. Richie probably likes it.
I love me some Wilson Pickett.
All right, number 8 belongs to John Lennon. 1971. Peace song, Richie.
Peace song, brother.
Yeah. That's interesting. Peace out. Peace on. Peace and quiet.
What is that? I don't know what peace and quiet is.
All right, number 7 this day. Something about Queen and Christmas that don't quite go together.
Yeah,
with me.
You get that same feeling.
Yeah.
As much as I love them.
Thank God it's Christmas by Queen, number 7. It'd be like having Kiss do a Christmas album. All right.
That's that would be something.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that? Soundsofchristmas.com. Number six. Every day the list changes. Six today belongs to Natalie Cole. She's pretty popular. Isn't she on Sadly Christmas, Kenny? A lot of Christmas songs.
Yeah, she's done a couple of Christmas albums. Two or three.
It's called A Song for Christmas. With mistletoe and candle glow. Nice. Number five, Kathy Sledge. Is this Sister Sledge?
Of Sister Sledge, yeah.
Of Sledge, yeah, it's two sisters.
She's right. One of the sisters.
Sisters. Christmas Waltz from 2010. Go ahead, Bridgie. Merry Christmas. See, one of the reasons we highlight these is so that you'll understand how varied the wonderful music sources are at soundsofchristmas.com. That's one of the reasons that I am enthusiastic about it, because it isn't just the same old 400 songs over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah, there's a lot of that in here, but there's still new versions of some of the great traditional songs. Number four, Brian Courtney Wilson, The Sun, right? Isn't that who this is?
You know what? I don't know. He's a new R&B singer. Motown put him on their new Christmas collection.
Right, so it's not, and he's not related to Brian Wilson.
No, not if he's on a Motown. No, this is brand new this year, though, as Kenny's saying. It's Christmas, it's called.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth. Alright, so you know the song. Brian Adams is number three in the Sounds of Christmas list today. Christmas Time. This was one of the one-hit wonder songs we played, didn't we, for Christmas?
Yeah, I think just a few days ago. A
couple of days ago, all right. So we know Brian Adams and that song. Number two is a favorite. Elton John, Step Into Christmas from 1973. Crank it up, Regine. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the number one song today was number one yesterday, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Elvis!
That's happened.
I don't need
as it should be, baby.
A present to make my Christmas bright.
Oh, man, isn't that time great?
Need my baby.
Jordan Ayers.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Reset button is usually red. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with R. McFadden, K. Kessler, J. Horn, and Dr. J. Stockwell. Jack, what's his first name? He told me what his name was.
Jackson Everett.
No, it's something.
Jackson Everett.
No, wait, hold on a second. Everett Jackson Stockwell.
Good memory.
There it is. No, I wrote it down somewhere. What do you think? All right, just like I wrote down the. If you don't want your heart to give up on you, don't give up on your heart. Round of applause for Jennifer, who has the line
of
the day.
That was genius.
Hey, let me ask you. Anywhere on your in front of you there, do you still have a little sign that says focus?
Focus. No, I have don't cuss, though, in front of me. Right here.
Also important.
Very important. All right, so speaking of focus, we were talking in the last half hour about border guards and the need for more women. The Border Patrol, through its El Paso office, has issued a request for women to apply for the job as a border agent. There are 1,500? Attached to, 2,500, attached to El Paso. And we're heard on KTSM in El Paso. Rose, what do you think about the new request for women to join the Border Patrol. Rose, are you? Do you work for the Border Patrol?
No, I'm not a Border Patrol agent, but I do. I have lived in El Paso all my life, and I can tell you that the sensitivity towards these women that break our laws that come over here. How about the sensitivity to the taxpayer dollar that's wasted? Because you know what? Obama put out the word that if you come to America, you can stay. So they're going to flux over here, and what's going to happen at the end of the day, they're going to be changing diapers, because that's what they were doing when this big influx of...
You're talking about the Border Patrol, the women?
Yeah.
Border Patrol agents will be changing diapers on the babies who are coming across illegally. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're going to be doing, changing diapers, because we had this big influx of people when Obama put out the word that you come to America.
Well, that makes total sense now.
I mean, forgot about that.
We need women to be able to change diapers.
Like men don't know how to do that.
And what's the difference? Women have always been crossing our borders. Women have always...
All right, Rose, tell us your story.
My story, well, here in El Paso, they come over here.
Rose. How did you come to be in our country?
I was born here in El Paso.
And your parents, did they come here legal or illegally?
My parents were born here. Mm. My grandmother was born here. As a matter of fact, my great grandmother was the owner of a big ranch here in El Paso. It's now a state park, Hueco Tanks.
All right.
So Tony's being thrown off by your accent.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not. She's got an appropriate accent for us.
Why did you ask that question?
Yeah. Because I wanted to know what her story was.
Okay.
That's what I wanted.
You know what? I do. I am sympathetic to their cause, but, I mean, we know jobs are scarce right now, and they're going to... He keeps bringing more people over here because he wants them to be dependent on government. He wants to explode the government.
Do you think that most of your friends, people that you know socially, are for the expansion of immigration or not?
A lot of them that I know are against it, but you don't hear from them. They don't have the courage to come out.
Why? Why? Is it politically incorrect?
Because people will break your windows and do nasty things to you.
There you go. There's the American way for you. All right, Rose, thank you for telling us your story. Appreciate you listening to KTSM in El Paso. 888-302-3684. I don't want to belabor that, but it is something that I think that story, and the reason I asked the question about it, because a lot of people were thinking what I was thinking, listening to her. How did she, what I wanted her, and she basically told us the story, but not in the way I expected it, was that she came through the system, worked her way through legally, but her parents and her grandparents, and apparently she's fourth generation, having come into Texas. But if you go back to, I think back four generations, which would be 80 years or so, or maybe if you go back, it's got to go back further than that, 140, 150 years, Texas became a state, I believe, in 18... I want to say it was right after the Civil War. Am I right? Or was it 1849 or something?
That was when you were in high school, right?
Thank you. Richie, just do me a quick fact checker, Kenny, as to when Texas became a state. And I'm going to, it was either just before the Civil War or just after the Civil War.
I think it was just after, wasn't it?
That's why I'm asking, because the point may not be any different in that you understand that.
1845.
45, okay.
Correct.
So in that circumstance, there are a lot of people who were there. The original Texans sounded just like Rose. They were the original Texans. The people who are in Texas who claim to be those who are the inheritors of Texas are not the original Texans. Original Texans sounded just like her. And that was sort of the point I was trying to make. The filtration of people from the rest of the country that have come into Texas and changed, if you will, the demographic, don't take away from the people who were there originally. And so there's that confusion. A lot of gringos think that women or men who sound like that are the ones who have come in illegally. Maybe they might sound like that. But the problem is, Richie, and you underscore it by asking me the question, even though you were giving me a little shot, the essence of it is that I'm going to guess more native Texans sound like her than sound like Rick Perry. I don't have a stat. I don't know that for a fact.
Right.
But I'm going to believe that there are more people.
Just because they speak Spanish doesn't mean they're not American.
Or they sound Spanish.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, but you sort of came sideways into my point.
Yeah, because it's fun.
I know it is. You're having a great time at my expense, and that's why you're here.
How'd you get here?
I didn't ask it quite like that. right. Women are powerful. All right, here's the lady who wears the highest high heels of anybody I know.
Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer Horn. So, there's a study out today, Jen, that suggests that if a woman drops something on the street while wearing high heels, she is 50% more likely to have a man stoop over to fetch it for her than if she were wearing flats.
Fetch, boy. Honest. Fetch. Yeah.
Men Why? Are more willing to help the ladies that are all dressed up with their heels on.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they look vulnerable. I don't know.
Vulnerable?
Maybe they pay more attention to it. Maybe they just notice them more because, I don't know, your rear end looks a lot better in high heels.
Really?
It's true.
You're saying true? His does?
No, like
ours. Are you
ours
saying yours
do.
Does? Oh, okay.
Ours does. Because high heels make your muscles flex, so you're kind of, you know, you're
your
kind
cat.
Of getting a little, yeah, they're good for your calf.
Right. So that's kind of sexy. All right. Well, listen.
So let's not ask me about this, boys.
I just did ask you.
No, I said, let's not ask me about this. I said, let's ask you guys about this. So when you're walking down the street, do you ever help a damsel in distress?
It would always, whether she's wearing heels or not. Now, would you be more apt to look at somebody in heels? Maybe, yeah. I think you probably got something there.
I think you would notice more, for sure.
Yes.
You notice the good-looking ones.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kenny?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I would help and I would notice.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would well, you sure. notice well, someone in tennis?
What would you do first? You'd notice first, then help?
Well, you'd have to notice first.
Yeah, you can't help and then go, oh, who are you?
Then you'd have to put your tongue back in your mouth and then you'd help.
Right. There you go. There's the true color. Richie's true colors coming out. 19 before the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell here in a moment to explain why it is, if you are obese, that you will generally live to be 8 years younger than your counterpart. Somebody who's your same age, if you're 70 and you've taken good care of yourself, you're likely to have friends who will die in their early 60s because of their weight and how they've taken care of themselves. So that study and some other interesting and important anecdotal things about the flu and flu shots. Back to that old de rigueur in just a moment. Dr. Jack here on Good Day.
Get to Kohl's Wednesday for one-day-only Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher Price and Play School toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one-day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. In the heart of winter, families nationwide are taking advantage of the lack of tourists at typically crowded destinations. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 47% of Americans plan to travel in the off-peak seasons. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
Aspen in the summer or Paris in the winter, avoiding peak travel seasons can save on vacationing costs. Besides paying less, visiting tourist spots during the off-season means fewer crowds and a more relaxed atmosphere. Another way to offset costs is by using a travel rewards credit card that gives you the flexibility to actually use your points when you want. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all purchases. With the flexibility to use your points toward travel expenses when planning your trip, it is a great way to stretch your vacation budget.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Indeed, Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on Good Day at 14 and a half before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Richie and I always have important questions to ask Jack, who is a noted NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A, if you want to look it up. Google NUCCA chiropractor, and you'll see how specialized they are and how few of them are around. Jack has an extraordinary brain, can adapt. I know from firsthand experience how he handles me when I go to his clinic in Salt Lake City, and I go to Salt Lake City just to see him and his wife Mary and to get a really good checkup from their point of view. One of the things that we have in common is we agree on vaccines and how the gut is the most important part of your being. And if it's not healthy, you'll get sick. If it is, you won't. So who needs the flu, or who needs the flu shot, especially given the fact the CDC says they're no good anyway?
Well, one thing you want to remember about the flu shot is it's always running a year behind anyway.
Mm. So what's the point?
Well, because it makes money.
Oh, excuse me.
It makes money for those who produce the flu vaccines.
Uh-huh.
So they always stick in influenza A and influenza B, and a few, they spin the wheel, it comes up to this one, comes up to that one, from past flu experiences. But the virus is always mutating. It's always changing. It's like, you know, it's like trying to play the NFL football with rules from 1930. You're always going to be behind the ball. So now, I'm scratching my head still to figure out why the CDC would admit this, you know, in midstream. Let's change horses now. We're in the middle of the stream. But get your flu shots anyway. It's a scam. That's all I can say is a scam. I have patient after patient who asks me, should I get a flu shot? I say, that's your call. It's your body. It's your call. I didn't get one. I have never had one. I have never had, to my knowledge, an experience with the flu, except maybe perhaps when I was still living at home before I left to go to college. I can't remember ever having any of that stuff. And so when you get the shot, it's what's also in there that's the problem. It's the adjuvants, the excipients, the stuff that's supposed to shock your immune system into developing antibodies, where you get the humoral aspect of your immune response taking place without ever going through the cell-mediated stage. And I still believe to this day this is the reason why we have such a preponderance of autoimmune diseases
Yep.
going on in this country now, because we've turned our immune systems upside down.
Well, the idea that you can stick this stuff in your body and expect there to be some positive consequence, it baffles me. And Ken Kronhaus, who I respect a great deal, is one of my great friends. He and I go around on this. You and he have been on the same program together
Yes.
talking about this. It just doesn't make any sense. But for other people who don't take good care of their immune system, Jack, I suppose it maybe is almost like a placebo. You know as well as I do, you can those things could be full of water. And they stick a syringe in your arm. Okay, I had a flu shot. I'm not going to get sick this year.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, there are some studies out there that show the placebo effect can be as high as 30%.
Yeah, okay. So, can't be all that bad. All right, next. the number of years that you lose from being obese in terms of the average lifespan. We now have, 79, something like that, is the average lifespan. Women live older, men not so old. But if you take that and you find people who are 80, who have lived to be 80, as we have said any number of times, in any different number of circumstances. When's the last time you saw somebody who was old that was fat? You don't see him.
Well, actually, now wait a second. The thing is, why are they fat? Are they fat because they're eating donuts and cookies every day, or are they fat because they're genetically bigger than a lot of other people?
There is a genetic component to this that we're not talking about, because I don't think it has to do with what I'm talking about. People who choose to allow themselves to get to that state.
Well, yeah, and if we're talking 50 pounds or more overweight, then that's probably the case. But it's much more dangerous for early death to be super skinny, because then the body has no playroom for fat-soluble toxins.
Yeah.
So, you know, half the people who drop dead of heart attacks are thin. It's why we're fat. Not so much if we're fat.
Right. And being thin does not guarantee you anything.
No.
Look what happened to Charlie on the newsroom last night. He dropped dead of a heart attack, and he was very
skinny people.
Yeah. Yes. All right. There it is, Jack Stockwell. Check out his website and his... let's go to just jackstockwell.com and learn a lot of stuff.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
I'm not going to stop until I have the biggest and brightest light display in the world. I really want my house to be seen from space. Sure. I guess I'm the new Christmas guy. That's okay. You can take Toe Jam Day.
This isn't over yet. We're just getting started. I'm the Christmas guy. I'm the Christmas guy.
Aretha Franklin, joining the world from the movie Deck the Halls, which was the big Christmas. Christmas movie during 2006. Chuck Curry not here today, so all of us will pitch in with various bits and pieces of news from the world of movies and DVDs, videos, etc., etc., etc. I think Danny DeVito's voice is distinguishable there. Who else is in that, Kenny?
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Matthew Broderick. Oh, yeah. You know, when I listened to the first clip, it sounded like Christmas Vacation. I want the biggest light display in the country. That was
that's
pretty much
Clark.
That, Clark wanted to have a big that's Christmas Clark. Display. Right. And then there was the switch. So now you know I watched the movie really, Richie.
Very good, though.
All about the switch.
Walking to the club, which is the west of the world. That is seen Christmas Vacation.
Thank you very much. All right. So, interesting research today that I will tell you about that made me think about the movie Interstellar in just a moment as we review the world of movies and theater, not the theater that you go to. Like,
theater.
Theater.
Not theater.
Theater. Theater. Theater. I got confused. It isn't the theater. It's a movie.
It's
movie.
Theater.
Movie. Yeah. And then after the, well, never mind. It's a 5 before the hour. Jeez. More movie news in a moment here on Good Day. 30.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. In the heart of winter, families nationwide are taking advantage of the lack of tourists at typically crowded destinations. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 47% of Americans plan to travel in the off-peak seasons. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
Aspen in the summer or Paris in the winter, avoiding peak travel seasons can save on vacationing costs. Besides paying less, visiting tourist spots during the off-season means fewer crowds and a more relaxed atmosphere. Another way to offset costs is by using a travel rewards credit card that gives you the flexibility to actually use your points when you want. With the Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all purchases. With the flexibility to use your points toward travel expenses when planning your trip, it is a great way to stretch your vacation budget.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
All right. So there is research today which suggests that because of what we've learned about the asteroids and their smashing into planets and the work that was done by that research rocket, that wasn't a rocket, but it was a satellite, went out to the asteroid after being in space for 10 years and it sort of glommed onto it. The information they got back are all about crucial pieces of the building blocks of life. And so from that, they are trying to deduce more on the theory of how life began. And that just brought me around to thinking about Interstellar. And so has everybody here seen Interstellar? Can
I
even
I have
see
not.
It's you and I,
no.
I think, Doug.
Yeah,
you?
No.
Right. So you ought to see it. Because there are some interesting theories of it, besides just being a movie and the story.
Oh, it's a beautiful.
I still haven't seen Dumb and Dumber. I think that probably comes first.
Really? Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not educate ourselves. Let's make sure that we stay as dumb as possible.
Plenty anyway. Of stuff to learn in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Okay, Richie. I got it. So Kirk Cameron is in movie news today. His Saving Christmas has earned the ignominious distinction of being voted the worst ever movie, according to some charts from IMDb, Richie.
I'm going to say that this is political.
Yeah.
Because of
people
his
he's
Christian.
On a political bullseye right
yeah,
now.
It's really? Cool to be Christian.
Yeah. No. Everybody's going after him.
This was released in November, won the ire of pretty much every critic. Well, the critics are all liberals, right? Most of them? Movie critics work for the... probably, yes, that's an overstate. I shouldn't say
right.
that. Look at Michael Medved. He was a well-known movie critic before he got his own radio program.
Well, Hollywood is largely right. not all.
Well, not all, but there are a lot of them there. So that's why the business on Facebook and Twitter was pretty negative about Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. I actually don't know that much about it, except that it got a lot of bad reviews, but so did Interstellar, and I thought it was a great movie. So there you go. Food...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.